Hello everyone, my name is Christoph Feisinger. In this video, I will demonstrate the integration between Team Foundation Server and Project Server Integration Feature Pack, which we just released last March. This is video number 2 of a 4-part video series, and basically the goal of this video is to demonstrate some of the scenarios that we just shipped with the demonstration virtual machine in April 2011. So basically, I'm capturing what you get access to on what you can test yourselves. Fully documented scripts. So in this second scenario, basically, I'm going to be showing how a project management office, specifically a project manager, can collaborate with a team of developers. And specifically in this second video, compared to the first video that I'm sure you'll watch, I'll show you how, in this case, I can control the granularity at which I'm going to collaborate, and specifically in this scenario, as the project manager, I'm going to define the list of tasks and to-dos to put together to ship the new product, and I'm going to do that breakdown in Microsoft Project. In the first video that I showed you earlier, that breakdown was actually done in TFS. Again, what I'm highlighting is there's different options depending on your processes, depending on your maturity in your organization. So let's get started. First role I'm going to have is the project manager, in this case, Lena. And I'm going to open a project plan. And it's called the Human Resource Application Project. And you can see some of the rich visualization of Project 2010 and the timeline and the ribbon. And you can see I've got a set of development tasks. Projects. And again, this particular scenario is, you know, maybe Lena's past experience, maybe Lena is also a dev lead. I'm going to do that breakdown directly in Microsoft Project. So how do I go doing this? Well, the first thing I'm going to do is insert a task, and we're going to create this new development project, change benefits plan for employee, and I'm making sure I'm following the script so you can easily reproduce this video at your own pace. The other thing I'm going to do is I want to create dependencies between those tasks in my plan, so I'm going to insert a column that wasn't there in this view, the predecessor field, so I can start putting a relationship between how those tasks cascade. So I've set up a priority of 9, and then the next thing I'm going to do now is do a little breakdown of, you know, what it takes to develop that change benefits plan for HR system. And I'm just going to insert 4 lines, and I'm not going to be too terribly creative, but basically I'm going to copy those standard tasks that I have for that project below. I'm going to make sure they're a child task of that parent that I've defined. So I just click on the button here, indent. And I'm going to start putting an estimate. So, you know, each will put at 5 days for a simplicity reason. Yeah. The next thing I'm going to do is assign different team members. Developers to execute on that list of tasks for this benefits plan. And, you know, I can just do it manually, or in this case, I can just cut and paste from that same hierarchy I had earlier. And the way the integration works, to set the trigger, to set Microsoft Project Server to talk to TFS, there's really three things you need to do. You need to say who's going to be the resource on the TFS end, and we just did that by giving a resource name. The next thing we need to do is we need to set that trigger to yes. So yes, we're going to publish to TFS, and we'll do that for all of those tasks. And, you know, in the TFS world, obviously you deal with work items, and work items are typed. And in this case, I need to say what's the different type of each. So the parent one is a requirement, whereas each subset are tasks that I want the developers to execute on. So that's what I'm doing here. So I've set up that information, and then there's a couple things I need to do is I want to set 2 more dependencies here on those last 2 tasks, and you'll see how that transpires. So I think I've done all the stuff I wanted to do. You know, I can easily scroll to tasks. So you can see, you know, it's nicely cascaded and within this this project. So let's save this estimate. Another way to typically, as a project manager, you know, if I'm doing the estimate here, besides you know doing the breakdown of the effort, is maybe I just want to make sure that you know everyone is properly allocated, is not over allocated. And this is a nice view that we've got in Project 2010, where you can visualize, you know, how is the allocation done across my resources, et cetera, et cetera. You know, you can also see what the different resources are working on. So Aaron and Christine are assigned to those tasks. And to push the data, I've set up all the definitions that are required to enable the trigger. But remember, here I'm in Project Professional. The way it works is Project Professional then has to sync that data to Project Server somewhere in your data center, and then Project Server in turn is going to push that data to TFS. So to do that, as a project manager, again, you know, I've done my estimate, make sure there wasn't any over allocation or resource conflict. Typically, I want to set a little baseline so that over time I can easily compare actuals against baseline and make sure that we're not diverging too much compared to initial plan. And to push the data from my desktop to Project Server, I just need to hit that publish button. And basically, again, it's pushing data from my desktop to the data center where our Project Server resides. And it looks like it succeeded. So I'm just going to close my project plan, check it in, and let's switch role. Now let's go to the other side of the fence. Always making the same mistake. Let's go here and do switch user. We're going to go to the other side of the fence, the team of developers, and we're going to see what they're seeing. So again, I've done a breakdown using Microsoft Project. How does this relate for the team of developers? So in this case, I've had the prior query from the first video. Let's open the HR team project, and let's open the work breakdown query. And we can sync things, and we can see now we've got change benefits plan for employees. Now, a couple things I want to highlight is I did the breakdown in Microsoft Project. So the reason I'm saying this is now you can see that each task is locked, meaning, you know, I cannot change what someone has already estimated and did the from a hierarchical point of view in Project Server. So that's another great new capabilities. If I do the breakdown in Project, then you don't want folks to change the breakdown in TFS. The only thing typically you want folks to do is just provide visibility on execution. So how do I know that those tasks are coming across? Well, first thing, obviously, you can see the time when it got synced. And obviously here, it's telling you in the history that what happened. You know, it came from Project Server and all the deltas that got changed. Another thing that you can see is you get this new tab. And here, it's giving you visibility of what came from Project Server. But again, at this case, I've already done the breakdown in Microsoft Project. So what's more interesting is the developers in this case are going to start executing on each task. So let's pick the database schema change. Again, I'm seeing the information that it came from Project Server, exact time. And I can see here completed remaining work. Again, all the information that are specific to this task that was filled in the other system, in this case, Microsoft Project and Project Server. So in this scenario, again, the driver was using, the project manager was in the driver's seat, and he did the estimate, did the breakdown, and typically you want to start getting updates from your teams of developers. And in this case, we're going to simulate a little bit of a slippage. And you know, I'm going to put 40 hours of remaining of completed work, but I'm going to keep remaining work at 80, meaning effectively, you know, the estimate was not necessarily very accurate. I'm going to save that. As soon as I save this, the data is going to flow, you know, in this case, if I was in Visual Studio, it's going to go back to TFS, and then TFS in turn is going to talk to project server, say, hey buddy, you know, I've got a new update. Here it is. And you know, I can wait here to see that update going through, or I can switch directly to project server. It takes about 30 seconds. So again, I've got a set of assignments that were defined in project server, came across in TFS, in Visual Studio, and now I'm a developer. I updated the progress on the task. Now let's go back to the other side of the fence, to the project manager world, and let's see what they see when after that task got updated. And let's switch back to Lena. Let's go full screen again. And similar to the first video, is there's a mechanism in Project Server. As soon as you get updates coming from within Project Server, from Exchange, from TFS in this case, I have what we call approval workflow, or statusing workflow. And here I've just refreshed the project web app, and I can see here 4 task updates from resources. Here I can click here, or I can go to Approval Center. And I can see all the updates that came from the team members. You know, I can visualize the each one of them. In this case, you know, I can see that remaining work, you know, change, and I can again privilege visualize that. I can also another trick is I can, if that doesn't speak to me, I really want to see from a Gantt perspective, how is that database schema, you know, going to impact my schedule? And I can see here, you know, I can see, you know, initially I've got some actual work, which is the gray line, but you can see now I've got slippage because compared to my baseline, because again, we put 80 hours of remaining work. So anyway, different visualization to see what's the impact on my schedule. Let's just accept all the updates. Oops, can put a little comment. Nice thing is the comment will flow back to TFS, so I can see, you know, I can see what Lena thinks about the updates. And then let's open the project plan again. Let's open the HR project plan, and you can see now that I've got, you know, the database schema update. Is a little hard to see, but let's just move this a little bit. You can see I've got now 40 hours of actual work. Remaining work is 80 hours, and I can also, another way to easily visualize it, you can obviously see on the Gantt perspective, the black strike on the blue line means actual work. So, you know, I can see that I got some updates from my friend Christine, and I also have the updated estimate on Christine, on what is it going to take to do this development task. A couple new other things you can obviously do, so I can accept that, you know, let's just publish this, so we approve this update. And then there's a couple other things you can do in Microsoft Project to really look at capacity or resources across your organization. And typically, if we go to the Project Center, here I get the portfolio of projects. In this case, the human resources project plan. And let's go to the schedule. Here I can see my schedule. And typically what you want to do here is maybe look at resource capacity. And to do that, so here, that's one new great capability is in Project 2010, you know, visualizing your project plan within the web app. And then the other thing is, you know, how about if we want to look at capacity across team? Because, you know, that in this task, in this particular example, something slipped. So let's see the impact on capacity I have, so I can, you know, forecast or anticipate potential resource conflicts or allocation. In this case, we're going to select David, sorry, and Jill. And then we're just going to click on resource availability, and just to make sure I show you the proper time frame, here the data is looking at a different time frame. We just make sure, again, fully documented in the demo scripts. I'm going to go to April 4th, and we're going to look at it until May 18th, and let's just click on apply. Okay. And let's switch to weeks. Okay, well, it looks like I don't have the proper data here. I must have not followed the script to each tab. But trust me, you can easily visualize the availability here if you follow the scripts, which it looks like I didn't do. So, in conclusion, this second video highlighted how a project manager using project on project server can do a breakdown, an estimate out of a development project, assign that to a set of developers. The data is then pushed to Team Foundation servers. Each of the developers get their to-dos to execute on with the estimate that was built in by the project manager. And then taking this further, then each developer can start providing visibility on the execution of all those tasks without leaving the tool of choice, in their case, Visual Studio connected to TFS. And same thing, the project manager didn't have to leave his familiar Microsoft project environment, yet he's collaborating with a team of developers within his organization. Thank you very much. Thank you.